Good evening. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. The Superior Fire Department says no fatalities have been reported in an explosion this morning at the Husky Energy Oil Refinery. At least 15 persons have been injured. Husky Energy says all workers have been accounted for. The company says some people are being treated at area hospitals. Others were treated on site. Officials say the fire at the refinery has been contained, but it reignited during the noon hour. And when the late spring snowstorm dumped more than 20 inches of snow in parts of Wisconsin, the ground was frozen. The melting snow had nowhere to go, so the streams and creeks are rising. The Wolf River near Shiocton is one of the biggest trouble spots. With warming temperatures, people want to get out on the water, but recreational boaters in Marathon and Portage counties are being warned to be careful. Dam operators have been releasing water to create high flow situations, which increase the danger on the Wisconsin River. A state agency has some advice for people who like romaine lettuce. If you can't prove it's safe, don't eat it. The American Food Safety Council reports 11 states have been infected with the E. coli strand spread by romaine lettuce. Romaine lettuce grown in Yuma, Arizona, has been determined to be the corrupted product. However, the Centers for Disease Control is still unsure which specific supplier is the cause of the outbreak. Leanne Dewey of the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has this word of caution.
At this time, consumers should not eat romaine lettuce unless they can confirm it is not from the Yuma, Arizona growing region. That also applies to restaurants and retailers. Consumers, restaurants, and retailers should be confirming where their romaine is coming from, and if they cannot, they should not be consuming it.
E. coli bacteria causes severe digestive problems and can lead to death in some individuals. Wisconsin is not officially listed as a state with problems, but Dewey says the state is meeting with federal officials each week.
Packaging, product labels don't always identify what the growing region is that the lettuce comes from. So if consumers, restaurants, or retailers cannot identify that information, they should not be consuming the romaine lettuce at this time.
Dewey says there is information on the Centers for Disease Control website, and we have a link at WXPR.org. A section of rail line east of Rhinelander won't be seeing train traffic, but the rails will stay in place. The Northwoods Rail Transit Commission met recently in Rhinelander. Commission Chair Andy Alberado says Canadian National gave notice to the Federal Surface Transportation Board that they will be discontinuing service east of Rhinelander.
We went on record with the STB of acknowledging the discontinuance, but assuring wanted assurances that they were not going to pull out any of the actual rail or ties. We filed that, and then CN responded saying that they were not going to be removing any of the assets, just not having service on that portion of the track.
The portion of track that will not be seeing service is from the town of Bradley to Pembine in Marinette County. He says the organization is updating its survey to provide rail lines with information about the number of businesses in the region that would consider using rail to haul their freight. He says a number of places could ship by rail, but service to the location has ended.
This gives some actual data. Shippers throughout northwest or northern Wisconsin were contacted to be a part of the study to determine what they're shipping, how they're shipping it, what the volumes are. And then to show how many tons of freight right now are being put on the road that could be put on rail.
Alberado says forest products are an example of one business sector that could use more rail if it was offered. He thinks the survey will be concluded in about 2 months. The Northwoods Rail Transit Commission is composed of 22 counties from Wisconsin and the Upper Peninsula. They meet quarterly in Rhinelander. And Friday is Arbor Day. Arbor Day is an annual observance celebrating the role of trees in our lives and promotes tree planting and care. It was first observed in 1872 in Nebraska. Governor Walker issued a proclamation recognizing Friday as Arbor Day in Wisconsin and this week as Forest Appreciation Week. Urban forestry team leader at DNR, Jeff Rose, says the day is meant to focus awareness on what trees mean to Wisconsin.
Today we celebrate tree planting and the value of trees to us both in our communities as well as in our rural landscapes, just recognizing the value and the importance and the enjoyment that we get from our tree resource. It's been a holiday we've celebrated in Wisconsin since 1883, so it's a long-running celebration. It's one of the few holidays that looks to the future as opposed to what's happened in the past.
Rose says the DNR has donated 32,000 tree seedlings to Wisconsin fourth grade classrooms to commemorate Arbor Day. Forecast for tonight, mostly cloudy and breezy with a low 28. Friday, cloudy with rain and snow showers likely. A high near 46, new snow accumulation of less than half an inch. Friday night, partly cloudy, low 25. Saturday sunny, high 49. Sunday sunny, high 61. 70s by Tuesday. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR. Call in a pledge. I'm Ken Kroll.